What it takes to scale a community healthcare model across rural and suburban areas. Community healthcare is changing fast. More people need care closer to home. Rural towns and suburban neighborhoods want reliable clinics, shorter wait times, and providers who understand their lives. But scaling a community healthcare model is not simple. It takes structure, planning, and constant problem solving. Many leaders try to grow too quickly or copy hospital systems that don't fit local needs. The most successful models grow by staying small in spirit, even when the footprint expands. One example often used in conversations about local access is the work of Lena Esmail, who helped expand a network of community clinics in Ohio using simple, repeatable systems. Scaling community care is possible. It just requires the right mindset and the right steps. Understand what rural and suburban areas actually need. You can't scale care if you don't understand the people you're serving. Rural communities are not small versions of cities. Suburban towns have their own patterns and needs. Rural areas often deal with long drives to the nearest healthcare center, fewer specialists, higher rates of chronic disease, lower provider availability. Suburban areas often deal with fast-growing populations, overloaded primary care offices, families juggling tight schedules, limited urgent care choices. A one-size-fits-all clinic model fails in both places. Talk first, build later. Before expanding a clinic into a new town, talk to leaders, school staff, parents, senior groups, and local workers. Ask them what makes care hard to access. One clinic operator in Ohio shared that a rural township said their biggest issue wasn't cost, it was getting childcare so parents could attend appointments. When you know the real issue, your model can adjust. Create a model that works without you. Many small clinics run on one or two key people. That works for a single location. It collapses when opening time.